All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. Woo! All right. Yeah, so take a look at it. It's English on one side, Spanish on the other side.
Considered a major archaeological find, the two ships that sank during a hurricane in 1559, about 5 weeks after landing on what's now Santa Rosa Island, have yielded a treasure trove of information about 16th-century colonial expeditions, life aboard ships, and naval architecture.
What better way to celebrate Florida Archaeology Month than by the unveiling of this fantastic state historical marker to commemorate what I think is probably one of the most, if not the most important archaeological site in the state.
Della Scott Ireton with the Florida Public Archaeology Network calls the marker a culmination of the work that's been underway for the past quarter century. Leading the project is underwater archaeologist Roger Smith, who told the director of the State Division of Historical Resources back then that surveying for shipwrecks off Pensacola would be part of building a new underwater archaeology program.
And he wanted to know why Pensacola? Well, Pensacola is Florida's best and protected deep water harbor for merchant commerce and naval activities.
Once he moved here, Smith told the gathering that job one was to inventory what he calls Pensacola's sunken secrets.
And I thought to myself, this bay is probably a giant bathtub of relics. So one thing led to another, and I found myself organizing a Pensacola shipwreck survey. And I found myself learning from Dr. Judy how to make the project a very public one.
One of DeLuna's vessels was discovered by Smith and his team in 1992. The first Emmanuel Point discovery, he says, opened a new chapter in Pensacola's history and in archaeology.
As the shipwreck told us its story, we began to realize that it had brought the earliest European immigrants to Florida. And although the contents of the ship were mostly salvaged by the survivors after the hurricane hit, we know as archaeologists that people generally don't clean up after themselves very well.
Remnants gathered from the doomed colony include metal and ceramic storage containers, bones from cows and pigs, stone cannonballs, and wooden tool handles and eating utensils. The second wreck, called Emmanuel Point II, was discovered in 2006 by archaeologists from UWF, about 400 meters west of the first site. After the discovery was made public, Smith says there was an outpouring of support and assistance to help explore the early colonial site.
Volunteers came out to the site and into the lab. Civic and social organizations provided sponsorships, and local businesses donated materials and supplies, and everyone became involved in something that was in their backyard.
It is shocking how incredibly lucky we are in Pensacola.
UWF President Judy Bentz is a founder of the Florida Public Archaeology Network.
Not only do we have professionals discovering these treasures, these pristine, incredibly rare archaeological sites and the very earliest explorations and settlements of Europeans into what is now the New World, we are the descendants, we are the ones that reap their benefits of their hard and scary work.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.